How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Ayin Tes, Daf 79 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends, your friends. Okay. I think we're gonna start on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, right where it gets wide. Alright, hopefully this will be a great daf. Why shouldn't it be? Okay, let me make sure my volume. Now let's turn this. Okay. Let's go weiter. All right. Here we go. What's that? Okay, let's go weiter. So, as I said, on the first of the wide lines of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, Oshenaisis and Garia Omulare Shelcho Lifanecho. Aha. Okay. So you have a donkey owner who rents out his donkey to a donkey renter, and so the renter rents it, and then the king's people come and they say, hey, we need that donkey. So the renter goes to the owner and he's like, oh, this is kind of annoying. I rented your donkey and now the king's people took it. So be'etzem, he says, arei shalcha lefanecha. The king, so the owner says, look, I mean, and it's not my fault, meaning it's just as much my bad luck as your bad luck. These things happen, you know, it's only going to be temporary. They're going to give it back to you, but, you know, so when you get it back, you'll be able to use it. But, you know, I don't need to, like, give you your money back or anything like that. You just got to wait. You know, it's your bad luck just as much as it's my bad luck. Amar Rav says, Rav, loshono ela ba'angaria chozeres, aval eina, angaria she'eina chozeres, Chayav Lahamid Lo Chomer. So Rav clarifies, this would of course only be if this is a temporary thing, right? If the king's people are just borrowing it and then they're gonna give it back, so then if they're borrowing it and then they're gonna give it back, so then the owner is just like, yo, yeah, I know it's super annoying, but you know, wait till they're done and then you'll use the donkey then. It's the king's people. What do you want me to tell you? But if it's permanent, if they push it, you know, chapter orain forever. So yeah, I mean, the owner committed to renting, you know, to providing a donkey, and he needs to do that. Ushmuel Amar says Shmuel ben angaria chozeres ben angaria she'ena chozeres. Shmuel says, it's not whether they're going to return it or not. That's necessarily the defining factor, the definitive factor over here. In b'derech halicha, where am I? In b'derech halicha nitlo, omel arei shelcho lefanecho, v'im lav b'derech halicha so nitlo, chayv lamed lo chomer. So, Shmuel says, actually, the important factor here is that even if it's only temporary, but if they're taking it in a completely different direction, well, that's a problem. Meaning, the renter rented it to take the donkey to a certain place, in a certain kivun, in a certain direction. So if the king's people are going to take it in a completely different direction, so then the driver is basically, the renter is basically stuck, even if it's only temporary. So if they're taking it in a different direction, so then the owner needs to provide, you know, come up with a solution. But if, you know, provide another donkey or pay him, give him his money back. But if it's in the same direction, well then, okay, it's definitely inconvenient for the renter, that's for sure, because the king's people are taking it and he doesn't have a donkey now. But you know, what does Rashi say? Basically, right, the king's people would like take the donkey and like use it for like a portion, and it's weird. They use it for like a portion of their journey until they find some next, you know, friar, some next Nebuchadnezzar, that they take his donkey and give back the donkey to the previous guy. In the meantime, the previous guy just kind of walks after it. So if it's going in the same direction, like, yeah, it's certainly an inconvenience for the renter, that's for sure. But if it's going in the same direction, so he's just got to kind of deal with it and go ahead with it. But if it's a different direction, then he gets his money back, or the donkey, or the owner needs to provide a different solution. Okay, so Rav says it's about temporary versus permanent. If it's temporary, so then the owner says, look, man, you know, just wait it out. If it's permanent, so then the owner needs to provide a different donkey or give him his money back. Shmuel says the definitive factor is the direction in which the king's people are taking it. If they're taking it in the same direction that the renter was going, traveling in, well, then he's just got to kind of, you know, go with the flow. But if they're taking it in a different direction, so then he's entitled to either get a replacement donkey or get his money back. Fine. We have a kasha on Shmuel. Hasocher es achomer. Somebody who rents a donkey vivrika and it goes blind, oshinishtatza, or it became stupid and didn't know how to do stuff. Was not doing things in a intelligent manner. Omerlo. So the owner says, look, I mean, again, it's, you know, similar to before. It's definitely an inconvenient scenario, to have a donkey that's blind or that is somehow a shote, but deal with it. You know, you might have to guide it better or, you know, be more on top of it. But, just make it work. The donkey is still technically usable, even if it's more difficult to handle. Mesa, Oshinaisis Angaria, but if it died, or if it was taken by the king's people, Chayv Lahamid Lo Chomer, then the owner needs to provide an alternative solution. So we have our Mishnah that says that by Angaria, when the king's people take it, and we have this brayse that says that by Angaria, Chayv La'avid Lo Chomer Acher. So our Mishnah says that the owner just tells the renter, go with the flow, deal with it. And the brayse says that the owner needs to provide a replacement. So now Bishlam al-Rav, okay, I understand how Rav can settle this contradiction. Lokasha kambangari choseres kambangari she'ena choseres. Well, and when it is a angaria that is temporary, so that's like in our Mishnah where it says areshel chalifanecho, you know, stick it out. When it's an angaria she'enu chazeres, when they're taking it permanently, so that's the brisa where it says that the owner must provide a replacement. Elu l'Shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel, how does he reconcile the two? And if you're going to say v'chitem, if you're going to say, what do you mean? How does he reconcile the two? Just like Rav has a distinction, permanent. Temporary, Shmuel also has a distinction, dependent on the direction in which it's going. Say according to Shmuel, oichit, it's not a question. If they're taking it in the same direction, that's our mission that says, and in the Bryce it's talking about where they're taking it in a different direction, and therefore the owner needs to come up with an alternative. That is not going to cut it, however, for Shmuel, because Amidi Katani is Seifa. If you continue reading in that price, what does it say? Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, im bederech halichosa nitlo, Omer lo, hareshel chalifonecho, ve'im lav, chayv lamed lo, chomer. So, if you continue reading the price, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it makes that distinction that it depends if it's going in the same direction, if it's going in a different direction. So from the fact that if you keep on reading, you arrive at that distinction, that implies that the Tanakama lo shiny lay, that the Tanakama doesn't have that distinction. And therefore it's unlike Shmuel. Omer loch Shmuel. So Shmuel will answer you, Lav mi'iko, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Dekoi kavosi, Ono da'ami, Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shmuel says, okay, I don't understand people. Like, inherent in your question is oichet to answer. Kilu, you're saying that this brice is akasha on Shmuel because Reb Shimon ben Elazar says his opinion. So Shmuel's going to say, yeah, bidiyuk, I hold, like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So don't say, well, like, you know, well, how could this brisa says that he has to come up with an alternative solution, and you can't say that it's because he's going in a different direction, because if you keep on reading the brisa, that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar's opinion. Shmuel says, okay, fine, I hold like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Now leave me alone. Ibai Seima. Alternatively, Shmuel can say, Kula Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Actually, that entire brisa is the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So there isn't like a machlokas here. It's all Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And this is how you read the brisa. If a fellow rents a donkey and it goes blind or it becomes a shota, so the owner says, deal with it. So if it dies, but if it dies or if the king's people took it, so then he needs to, the owner needs to come up with a, to provide a replacement. When do we say this? Nitla. The owner needs to provide a replacement if the king's people are taking it in a different direction. Avo nitlo b'derech alichosu. But if they're taking it in the same direction that the renter was going in, the owner says, look, you know, they're taking it in the same direction you were going in. You know, deal with it. Wait, you know, it's only temporary. They'll give it back to you, and then you go weiter. You know, I'm not coming. I'm not providing alternative provisions. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that is Reb Shimon ben Elazar's opinion. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say, "Mederech hilucha nitla," that if it's going in the same alternative what? Not providing alternative. Okay, whatever. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, in Mederech hilucha nitla, if it's going in the same direction, Omer lo areshocha lefenecha, he says, deal with it. Ve'im lo, chayv lamid lo, chomer, and if not, then he needs to provide, if it's going in a different direction, he has to provide a different donkey. Wait, what's that word? Alternative, 1 second, let me pause the video so I can think for a second. I don't know, maybe I was just thinking of like accommodations or something. Alternative accommodation, maybe. Okay. Or maybe something that starts with a C. Alternative K. Whatever, I don't care. Well, I do care, but I don't care. Umimatsu, okay, fine. So we want to say that entire brisa is Taka Reb Shimon ben Elazar's opinion. So meaning, don't ask a kasha and Shmuel because we have this brisa that implies, right, that says that by the king's people, he has to provide alternative, a replacement donkey, and the distinction can't be based on the direction because that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The whole thing is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Don't ask the kasha and Shmuel from that brisa. But umimatzes mukmas like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But can you really say that this brisa is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar? V'akatani reisha. But the reisha of that brisa says hasorcha esachamu ve'evrika oshe nishtatsa om la reishalcha lefenecha. But oh man, sorry. 1 second. Sorry about. But the ratio of that brisa, right? Meaning the sefer talked about the angaria and the direction that it was going in. But what did the ratio say? What did the first part say? Hasoicher sacham vivrika, a person who rents a donkey and it goes blind. O shenishtatzu, it became a shota. Omer la reishalcha lefanecha. So he says, deal with it. But v'ilu Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, hasoicher esacham lirkov. That if a person rents a donkey to ride on it and it became blind, or became a shota, the owner would have to provide an alternative. So on the one hand, this brisa says that if it becomes blind or a shota, the owner says deal with it. And yet we have another brisa where Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that if a person rents a donkey to ride on and it becomes blind or it becomes a shota, so the owner has to provide an alternative. So how could it be Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Reb Shimon ben Elazar seems to be saying that the owner would have to provide an alternative. Yet this brisa says, the owner says, deal with it. Rabbi Bar Avuna, lerkov aleha, shiny. Rabbi Bar Avuna says, wait. Apples and oranges. The brisa that you're asking a kasha from says that according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, if a person rents a donkey to ride on and it's blind, becomes blind or becomes a shota, so yeah, in that case, Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say that the owner needs to provide a replacement because, you know, as opposed to our brisa where it's not to ride on, so the owner says deal with it. There's a difference between if you're renting a donkey to like carry stuff and it went blind, which means it's going to be super annoying and you're going to have to like, you know, handle it much better, but it's doable. That's very different than like going on it and riding it and putting your life in its hand, right? You don't know, nobody wants to ride a blind donkey. So therefore, yeah, if he rented it to ride it, yeah, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say that if it's blind or a shota, nobody wants to go on that donkey, and the owner would have to find a replacement. But if, or give his money back. But to carry a load, yeah, it's super annoying and inconvenient, but the owner says deal with it. Amr Papa says a papa v'chleiz chuches kedechov alei adami, and also if he rented it to transport the glass, you know, fragile items, so that would be similar to riding on, i.e., the owner would have to provide a replacement. But if it's like to transport, I guess, like wheat or, you know, grain or something like that, which I guess can handle a little bit of a bumpy journey, so then if it goes blind or a shota, the owner says deal with it. I put a potato in the oven before Babylon Talmud, and then I thought maybe afterwards it would be ready. Yeah, it takes time to bake these potatoes, but now it's starting to smell like a baked potato, and now I'm just like, because I got my noise canceling headphones in, obviously, and so I kind of smell that it's cooking, but I won't be able to hear if, like, I mean, I don't know exactly what there's to be nervous about. It's just a potato in an oven, but I don't know. I just feel like, I guess it's like good to kind of like know what's going on when stuff is going on. Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna says Rabbi Bar Avuna Amar Rav in the name of Rav. Hasoiches Achomer Lirkov Aleo. Okay, so if a renter rents a donkey to ride on it, Vamesa Lo Bachatzi Aderech. Okay, so a person rents a donkey to ride from, you know, Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, and it dies halfway on Kvish Echad. Nosin lo scharo shel chatzi aderech. So the renter needs to pay for half of the journey. He did, after all, get halfway there. Ve'ein lo olav elatayromis. And yeah, sure, it could be brigas with the owner. You know, how could you give me such a headache over here? But he still has to pay. The donkey did get him halfway there. So he's got to pay for how far the donkey got him. Hey, chidami, how so? Idishchiach lagore, termis my avidite. Well, if there's plenty of, people to rent from where it broke down, so then what's the big deal, right? Meaning it broke down, halfway. You know, broke down when he was passing Beit Shemesh. And over there, there's a big donkey hub. And so the renter has to pay the owner for half of the journey. Then the donkey died. Immediately, he was able to rent another donkey to get him to Tel Aviv, the other half. So what's he bragging about? Yeah, sure, it's not ideal. But Peseder, the donkey died. He immediately was able to find a new one. Like, not that big of a deal. I mean, not the end of the world. He figured it out. Where am I? Idloshchiach la'agore. What's that? Is that the power washers? Oh, big time power washers. Big time. Which direction are they getting us from? From the back. Wow. Okay, they're doing the back now. Okay, they'll probably come to the front soon. Yeah, the power washers, they're very committed to keeping the streets of Yerushalayim clean. I prefer them dirty. I don't think there's anything wrong with dirty streets, right? Quiet streets or dirty, either clean, noisy streets or quiet, dirty streets? That's the question. Clean and noisy or quiet and dirty? But can't there be like a compromise? That's what I don't understand. Can't it just be like relatively clean and relatively quiet? That sounds nice. All right. Where are we? Okay, where are we? Sorry, the power washers distracted me. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. Now, if there's nobody to rent from in Beit Shemesh, or maybe it broke down, you know, a little bit past Beit Shemesh, and there's nobody there. So where am I? Id lo shchiach lagori agrabay lemesavle. So then the owner needs to give his money back, right? Meaning, if he breaks down halfway along the way, so then he didn't get to Tel Aviv. So then the owner should have to give him his money back. He didn't get to where he needs to go. The olam d'lo shchiach lagori umishum de'omerle ilu bayis lemeisa arocha lav agur bayis lemeisav. So really, it's talking about where, yeah, the renter, or really the donkey, died a little bit, you know, on a part of the journey where there were not other donkeys to rent. So he's basically stuck. Okay, so then shouldn't he get his money back? He rented a donkey to get to Tel Aviv, and he got stuck in the middle of nowhere. Why should he pay for that? Well, I'm reading that again because the owner is going to say to the renter, well, let's say you wanted to get to the middle of nowhere. Lav agra bayis lemesav. You know, wouldn't you have had to pay me for getting you to the middle of nowhere? So, I mean, it's not like you didn't get anywhere. You got to some place where, you know, technically, if you wanted to go there, then you got there. So pay me for that. Hey, chidami. Okay, what's the deal? Ido amrle chomer stam. Okay, so now, what was the terms of their agreement? So, if the owner had agreed to provide a donkey, not necessarily this particular donkey, but I will provide a donkey for you to get to Tel Aviv. Well, achayv lamin lo chomer acher. Well, then the owner should have to provide another, meaning he didn't, it wasn't all about this particular donkey that's now dead. The renter rented a donkey from this owner to get him from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. I don't care if it's this particular donkey. I don't care if it gets switched in the middle. I don't care if it's, you know, four donkeys that will switch off at different points. Like, I need a donkey to get me to Tel Aviv. And the owner says, yeah, I will provide a donkey to get you to Tel Aviv. So this one is dead. So the owner needs to provide another one to finish the job. Okay. And if the arrangement was for this particular donkey, well then, well, although interestingly, we said that there isn't a donkey to hire, to rent right now. But anyways, if he said this particular donkey, let him, so he rented this particular donkey, and this particular donkey is dead, but he did rent this donkey, which means if it's alive, he could ride it, and if it's dead, he should be able to sell it, get money for it, and then use that money to buy a new donkey to get him to Tel Aviv. So, after selling the dead donkey, the value of the dead donkey was not quite enough to buy a new donkey. But im yesh bidomeh l'skor, yiskor. Okay, but still, if there's enough money for selling the donkey to at least be able to rent a donkey to get to the end of it, to Tel Aviv, so let him at least sell the donkey, get money, and then find somehow to rent it, to rent to get to Tel Aviv. Although, didn't we say that I thought we said that there wasn't necessarily people to rent from right now, but all right, fine. Interesting. All right, fine. So I don't know. I guess maybe find somebody a little bit further down to rent it from. All right. So why are we saying that basically he's basically just braggers with him? Let him at least sell the donkey, get the money for that, and then use that money to rent another donkey to get the rest of the way. So Rav, the time of the Amar Rav, lo mechalinon kaina. Well, this is Rav Bar Rav Huna in the name of Rav. And Rav's opinion is that you can't deplete the principal, right? Meaning, if you're going to sell the donkey and get its value in money, and then you're going to invest it in a new donkey, and then the owner will own that donkey, and at least, you know, he's investing in something new, and he's going to own something out of it. So we said you could do that, but to use that money to rent a donkey where you're not, you know, in the long term, you don't actually own anything. You're just losing that money. Ultimately, you know, you're renting it rather than buying it. So Rav would say that the renter would not be able to do that. You're not be able to take the money and, you know, give it to a renter and ultimately you're going to have to give it back. Deidmar, as it stated, Asochas Achomer Vamesa Lo B'chatzi Aderech, if somebody rents a donkey and it dies halfway along the journey, Rav says, Rav Imyesh B'domei Alikach Yikach, L'skor Al Yiskor. Rav says, look, if you could sell the carcass and with the money buy another donkey, okay, so do that, that's an investment. But to use that money to rent another donkey, where you're gonna, you know, just giving money to a different rental, and you know, you're gonna have to give it, right? The original owner who he did business with is not going to actually own anything, so you can't just give away that, you know, spend that money on a rental. Ushmuel Amar Af Liskor Yiskor. Whereas Shmuel says that no, even if he wants to sell the donkey, take that money and rent another donkey, that would be fine. But Michael Miflege, what are they arguing about? Rav Savar Lo Mechalinon Karno, Ushmuel Amar Mechalinon Karno. That Rav says that we do not deplete the principal, and if we can't use it for rental, you can use it to buy a donkey, but not rent a donkey. Whereas Shmuel says you can even use it to rent a donkey, and the fact that you're going to deplete the principal is okay. Meisve, we have a kasha on Rav who says that we do not deplete the principal. Yovisha Elon o niktzatz shneim asurin bo. So this is talking about mashkanta that we know about from Perek Ezu Neshech. So we talked about a mashkanta as a field. What if, Shimon lent $1,000 to Reuven, and Reuven gave Shimon a tree as a mashkanta? I guess the tree makes fruits, and Shimon can benefit from those fruits. So if Reuven made a tree a mashkanta, and this is talking about the mashkanta de Surah, is that what it was called? What does Rashi say? Mashkanta de Surah. Basically what that was is that if Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven and Reuven gives Shimon a mashkanta, so it is not that Reuven then pays back Shimon the $1,000 and Reuven then gets back his mashkanta. No, Reuven doesn't pay back Shimon $1,000. Shimon just uses the mashkanta and that is his payment for providing the capital. So Shimon lends Reuven $1,000, and then he has access to this mashkanta until it's considered that the loan has been repaid, and then Reuven gets back his mashkanta. So in this case, it's a tree. So Meitzvah Yovisho Ilon, if the tree gets dried out, O Niktzatz, or cut down, so now what do they do? It's not usable, right? Shimon can't get any benefit from it anymore. But at the same time, let's say it was a 10-year mashkanta, so let's say they're 5 years in. So it's like, you know, Shimon still has it for another 5 years, but, you know, it's also kind of like half Reuven's at this point. You know, he's got it like half back. It's been like half paid. So Shnei Masurin Bo, they can't, you know, neither one of them, right? Both of them are forbidden. They can't just like, you know, burn it and, you know, use it for firewood or whatever, because it's also like partially the other person. So what do you do? So Ketzid Yai, so Yilokach Bo Karka, V'ochel Peres. Well, sell the tree and then invest in property. And then Shimon would be able to get benefit from that property for the remainder of the mashkanta. Shimon would be able to get benefit for the remainder of the mashkanta. Then it would go back to Reuven. Okay. V'ochel Kim Dechimati Yovel Kahadra Ara Lemara. But in this case, comes the Jubilee year, comes Yovel, the property that was purchased, is going to revert to its original owner, which means that that when you sold the tree and you took that money and you invested it in another property, it's essentially something that right, it's essentially like a rental in a sense, right? It's going to revert back to its original owner, so you bought it from, and the principal then is going to be gone. V'kakal yakarnu, you're going to lose the principal. Well, achab mayaskino dezavin le l'shis in shnin. Interesting. So the Gemara says, well, this is actually talking about where they bought this property for 60 years, more than the time of the Yovel. Let's go weiter. Da'amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Katino. Minayin lemocher sadeh l'shishim shone she'ena chozeus ba'yovel. How do we know that if somebody sells, or if you buy a field for 60 years, it doesn't return at the Jubilee year? Of course, the Jubilee year is every 50 years. And every 50 years, all lands that have been purchased go back to the original owners, so that no land purchases are forever. But at some point, they go back. But if you buy a property for 60 years, well, then it doesn't revert, and the sale continues until 60 years are up. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'aretz lo timocher letzmisus. Right? The whole point of Yovel is that property won't be sold forever, that when you sell your property, it's not gone from your portion forever. At least that Yovel will revert. But if built into the sale is a reversion, that after 60 years, it's going to revert, so you don't need Yovel to enforce the reversion. I hope that's a thing. Because it's built into the sale is that it's for 60 years. It's for a specific amount of time. Misha ein sham Yovel nitzmeses, that Yovel is necessary for scenarios where, if not for Yovel. Okay, so now the power washers are on the other side of the house. Yeah, now they're on the other side of the house. So they started on the back side, and now they're at the front. Yeah. So Yovel is necessary in scenarios where, the next time you're in Nachlaot by Shuk Machne Yehuda, take a look at the floor and let us know in WhatsApp what you think. Is it clean? Is it dirty? Let us know. The power washers. So Yovel is necessary in a scenario when, if not for Yovel, then the sale would be forever. But Yesham Yovel ain't in its messes, and because of Yovel, it won't be a sale forever. Yotzes azo to the exclusion of a scenario where the sale is for 60 years. Shavu pisha ain't Sham Yovel. That even if there would not be Yovel, ain't on its messes, it would not be forever, it would revert. So therefore, Yovel is not necessarily here. But Frekti Gemara, sof, l'chimatu shis and shnin, ka'adra ar lamar. Frekti Gemara, at the end of the day, v'chokal yakarna. At the end of the day, okay, sure, so Yovel won't make it revert, but the 60-year time frame will make it revert. So like even, either way, right, you had this tree, you're selling it, you're buying property that eventually, right, it's not going to belong to Reuven forever. Eventually he's going to lose it. So we are depleting ultimately the principal, even if only in 60 years from now, but ultimately we're taking the principal and we're investing it in something that is ephemeral. So it's a kashan rav. Elohach of ma'eskinu b'zman she'ena yovel noi. No, this example where we say that you can invest it in property is, nowadays when we don't have Yovel. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, a sale is forever, and therefore it is not depleting the principal by investing in property. Then the Gemara wants to say, and I'll even prove it to you, to which we're going to say the proof isn't necessarily such a proof, but because if it would enter your mind that it's talking about when there is Yovel, and by investing in property, it is going to ultimately revert, and the principal is going to be depleted. Well, then, you may as well, if anyways it's going to be depleted, so then why not just let him chop it up and use it for firewood? So, that isn't necessarily a proof, because, even if you say that you can be, right, that it is when there's Yovel, and ultimately it's not ultimately a purchase forever, and it's going to deplete the principal, but it's still preferable. Wow. power washers. Chazak. Hear it through the noise-canceling headphones. Wow, mamish chazak. Streets of Yerushalayim are very, very clean. So it would still be preferable to. I'm so happy I have noise-canceling headphones. It makes it way more manageable. So it would still be preferable, if you were to chop up the wood and burn it, yeah, obviously you'd be depleting the wood. If you invest in property that goes back at Yovel, you're also, ultimately, you're going to lose the principal at Yovel. But it would still be preferable to buy land, even if at some point it's going to revert, than to burn it today, because Zimni Deshlimu Shnei Mashkanto Mikame Yovel. Right, let's say that if the mashkanta was for 10 years and Yovel's not for another 50 years, well then at least Reuven still sure if whatever property you bought is going to revert in 50 years from now, so sure eventually it's going to revert, but Reuven will still have it for 40 years after the mashkanta is over. Whereas if you burn it now, you basically lose everything. So therefore, it isn't necessarily, even if you say that that's talking about Yovel, it would still be preferable to buy property than just use it for firewood now. Inami, alternatively, dimatu le zuze ufarik lo arba v'chamesh shnin mikam yovel. Alternatively, right, Reuven could pay back the loan and get back his mashkanta, and then he would still, even with the reversion of Yovel, he would be able to use the property until Yovel. So that would still be preferable rather than burning it now. So that isn't necessarily a proof that the fact that you invest in property is talking about when there's no Yovel. But still, we could still be saying that we're talking about when. We still did want to say that according to Rav, you can't deplete the principal. And when we say invest in property, it is at a time when there is no Yovel. The proof that we wanted to bring a proof for it, which didn't really work out, but we can still say that that would be talking about when there's no Yovel, and that's why you can invest it in property. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis. Taught. Okay, let me just one second. So this is an interesting scenario. So somebody rents a boat and it sunk halfway. Okay, so now somebody rents a boat and it sinks halfway between hither and yon. Im nosan lo yitol. So if the renter already paid for it, so then he can't get his money back. Vim lo nosan, if he hasn't yet paid for it, lo yitin, then he shouldn't pay for it. And that's kind of how things stand. If he already paid for it, doesn't get his money back. If he didn't yet pay for it, he doesn't need to pay. Hey chidami. Now, what exactly was the conditions of the rental? Okay, so we're talking about a renter who is renting a boat because he has wine that he needs to transport from hither to yon. So if the deal was Bisvina Zo, that the boat owner said, I will rent you this particular boat, V'yayin Stam, and the renter said, I have wine to transport. Not this particular wine, which is now at the bottom of the sea, but I have wine to transport. So you know what the renter says to the boat owner? Well, how about this? The renter to the rentor? Oh my gosh. How annoying would that be? If I started calling the renter, and like the boat owner, the rentor. Oh my gosh. How annoying would that be? The renter and the rentor. Oh my gosh, I'm tempted. The renter and the rentor. Oh, I'm so tempted to do that. The renter and the rentor. Oh, wow. The renter and the rentor. Uh-oh, Chevra, I think you're in trouble. The renter and the rentor. Oof. Sorry. I think I'm going to do it. Apologies in advance. All right, So, I mean, fellow, renter, rentor. I think it should be okay. So if the rentor Oh, no, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. The boat owner. All right. Chevre, I'm a benevolent dictator. So if we're talking about this particular boat and Yain Stam. Okay, so meaning the renter had said, I have wine to bring. And the boat owner said, you can use this particular boat. So the renter, so his claim to the boat owner can be like, look, all I said was that I have wine that I want to get from hither to yon. Okay, this particular wine is at the bottom of the sea. So that didn't work out, but I have other wine that I still want to get from hither to yon, right? I rented your services to get wine from hither to yon. You know, you said you were going to provide that boat. Look, if you can, you know, scuba dive to the bottom of the sea and bring it back up and you know, use that boat to get my wine there, not necessarily that wine, but I have other wine, right? You committed to getting my wine from hither to yon. I still have, right, my wine hasn't gotten there. I still have other wine that can get there. If you can go and, you know, so you took responsibility that you were going to get my wine on this boat from hither to yon. This boat is now at the bottom of the sea. So, you know, if you could bring it up to the top of the sea and get it back on track, great. Otherwise, you know, find me an alternative or I want my money back. Right? So therefore, imnosan amai lo yitol. If the renter in that case already paid, why can't he get his money back? Namale, let the renter say to the rentor, I'm so tempted. All right, maybe we'll just be in this trial period. Well, I'll try it out and see how it's working. So let the renter say to the rentor, Havli svinto, the onam my sinachamer. Look, I've got wine to bring. I told you I have wine. I need to get from hither to yon. Okay, fine. A few barrels got lost there at the bottom of the sea, but I have more. Right? So Havli svinto, get me back that boat. I still have wine to bring, and if you can't bring me that boat, well then you're responsible. Give me back my money. Well, if we're talking about the rentor said that he was going to provide a boat, not necessarily this boat, a boat, and the renter said, I'm going to provide this particular wine. Well, if that's the case, that particular wine is at the bottom of the sea. And So we said that if the renter has not yet paid for it, so he doesn't have to pay. But why not? Let the rentor say to the renter, look, I committed to providing a boat. Sure, this boat is at the bottom of the sea, but I have other boats I can give you. You know, go scuba dive, get those barrels, put them on my boats. You know, do whatever you got to do. But I'm here. I got my boats. You know, your wine is gone. Find that wine. Put it on my boats, and we'll go weiter. But, you know, I'm ready, and therefore, I don't care that you didn't pay me. You need to pay me. I'm here. I'm ready to uphold my side of the deal. You need to uphold yours. And if you can't, you know, I don't care. You still have to pay me. Right? So, elabesfina stam, if the rentor said, I'm going to provide a boat, v'yayin zeh, and the renter said, I'm going to provide this wine, so im lo nosan amai lo yitin, if the renter has not yet paid, why shouldn't he have to pay? Namely, let the rentor say to him, Havli hauchamra, go scuba dive to the bottom of the sea, find that wine that you said you needed transported, vana maisina svinta, and I have a boat that's ready to transport it, and if you don't want to do that, well then, you know, you still have to pay me. So Rapapa Mishkacha so ele besfina zo v'yayin zeh. So says Rapapa, well, it's talking about when they both committed to specific things, right? The rentor said, I am going to provide you this boat. It's now at the bottom of the sea. The renter said, I'm going to be transporting this wine. It's now at the bottom of the sea. Everything's at the bottom of the sea. So the chips just kind of land, you know, fall where they land. If the renter had already paid, so then, you know, he doesn't get his money back. If he has not yet paid, the rentor doesn't have any claims against him. Aval, but when it comes to Bisfina Stam, V'yayin Stam Cholkim, but if, you know, the rentor said, I'm going to provide a boat, and the renter said, I'm going to provide wine. So in that case, you know, they just kind of split it. You know, in that case, like, you know, I guess they can agree, like, okay, I'll provide another boat and I'll provide other wine, and the deal goes weiter, or they can just say, okay, forget it, you know, we're out and we'll just split the losses. But in that case, where both of them are kind of still in the game, so then they split the responsibility.
Okay,
so this is talking about a scenario. Oh, wait, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, fine. Yeah, all right. Okay, Peter. Where am I? Okay, so this is talking about a scenario, because you have like a boat, and a guy is renting a boat. Okay, the guy is renting the boat, and the rentor is also he's the skipper. Okay, so you have the renter and you have the rentor on the boat together. So now, so you have the renter who rents a boat, and halfway along the journey, the renter says, "You know what? Stop here. I'm going to take off my merchandise. We're done." So the renter needs to pay the skipper who owns the boat, who's the rentor. So the renter pays the skipper for half of the journey, right? He told them, you know, the renter says, you know, okay, halfway is enough. I'm taking off my merchandise. So he has to pay the skipper for half of the journey. And, you know, the skipper is Bragis. But beseder, it is what it is. Echidaim, what's the scenario? E de ilem deka mashkach leagura amayis leitaromes. Look, if the skipper would be able to find somebody else to rent the boat there and continue on the journey, so what's he upset about? He got paid for the distance that he traveled. He'll continue traveling with another renter. He'll continue making money. What does he care? What's he bragging about? And if the skipper can't find another renter there, well then certainly the renter is going to have to pay for the full journey. That's what he had committed to. So really, it is talking about where the skipper can find somebody else to rent the boat there and go weiter. Elo amai isle tyromis. Well, then, what's he brag is about? He found somebody to rent the boat. So mishum rafsisa disfinta. Well, because taking the merchandise, you know, schlepping the merchandise off of the boat and then bringing merchandise, new merchandise onto the boat causes the boat to kind of, you know, move around this direction and that, you know, to like wobble around, and it causes a certain amount of wear and tear on the boat. So that's why the skipper is bragis. Yochi, if that's the case, that there's real wear and tear that happens to the boat, tanto ma'al yisa hu. Well, that's a real taina. That, you know, your decision to stop halfway is causing damage to my boat. Umamona isle gabe. And the skipper should be able to be paid for that. It's not just bragis. There's real financial claims there. Elamai parka. So rather, no. What does it mean that he unloaded? We were assuming up until now that it means that halfway through the renter said, "You know what? I'm done. I wanna you know, unload my wares over here." No, that's not what it means. It means that halfway through, he says to the skipper, "Hey, can we make a stop here? I have merchandise in a warehouse over here. I want to bring it onto the boat also. I want to add that. I want to bring that as well." So that's what it means. So they're traveling the entire distance, right? So that's not the issue. But he says, "Hey, I want to bring on more merchandise," and he's going to pay for more merchandise, right? Right? That's not a problem. The park of the Tayane Begava, that he's going to, you know, bring merchandise from some warehouse that he has halfway there, and he's going to bring it into the boat. My Tyromas. So what is the skipper brag is about? He's getting paid for it. Mishum Shinui Daito. Well, either because the skipper thought, you know, meaning he didn't know it. This is a surprise stop. The skipper in his mind had already figured, okay, it's going to take me this amount of time. You know, he's already making, you know, he adjusted his schedule based on the job. All of a sudden, he's saying, "Wait, actually, I want to stop here." You know, it adds time to, you know, it messes up his cheshbin. So, yeah, he's annoyed. He's brigus, but that's about it. Inami la'ashli yisera. Alternatively, well, now that there is a now that there's going to be more of a load on the, there's going to be more cargo on the boat, well, the boat is going to weigh more, which means that it has to anchor further out in the deeper areas, which means that he needs to have a longer rope. And he didn't bring a longer rope because he didn't realize, he figured that he wouldn't have to go so far out. So now he's going to have to go to shore and buy long rope on the, you know, at the port, which is going to be much more expensive than if he would have bought it in his hometown before he left. So that's what his brag is about. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Hasocher Esachomer Lerkov Aleo. So similarly to the previous case where you had a boat and a skipper, and the skipper owns the boat. So you're also, right, you're hiring a donkey driver. The donkey driver is basically like a taxi driver, right? So you hire the donkey driver and you're going to ride on the donkey with him. So somebody who hires a donkey driver and he's going to ride on the donkey. So the renter brings onto the donkey his clothing, is what's lignuso? Does anybody remember what lignuso is? Let me look it up 1 second. His flask, that's important. So the renter can load onto the donkey his clothing, his flask, his food, shall also aderek for the entire journey. But anything more than what's necessary for the journey, the donkey driver can be like, wait, that's enough. The donkey driver, however, doesn't bring stuff for the entire journey. Rather, he brings barley and straw and food that he needs. Shall also yom, just for that one day. But if he brings enough provisions for more than a day, the renter is like, wait, Mr. Donkey Driver, I think that's enough. Hey Chidami, what's the scenario? Idishkech Nimzabin Chamer Nami Le'akev. Well, if along the way there are places, there's rest stops where he could buy things. Uwa. There are rest stops where he can buy things. So then why is the renter allowed to like bring stuff for the entire trip? Just pick up things as you need them, you know, lighten up the load. And if there are no rest stops, you know, and places to buy things along the way, so sochanami lo la'akiv, well then the renter shouldn't be able to stop the donkey driver. I mean, if there's not going to be anywhere to pick up things along the way, the donkey driver is going to need to bring everything he needs for the whole journey, not just for that day. The scenario is, look, every night they're going to be staying at some kind of kretschmer, and you know, you can go out and find what you need there. So look, the donkey driver, this is his bread and butter. He does this every day. He's staying at another kretschmer every single night. He's used to it. Yeah, he gets to the kretschmer, he finds out, where can I find hay? How do I do this? You know, he's accustomed to it. The renter is not accustomed to getting to a place to stay that night, and now all of a sudden he has to find, looking after his basic needs. So therefore, he could bring what he needs for the whole journey to be comfortable. The donkey driver, though, he knows how to get along just fine and find what he needs when he gets to the kretschmer, and therefore he just brings what he needs, you know, to get from one kretschmer to the next. Tanu Rabbanan Asercho Es Achomer Lirkov Aleo Ish Lotirkov Aleo Isho. A person rents a donkey for a man, well then he shouldn't show up with a woman there, right? He shouldn't bring a woman on it if he rented it for a man. Isha rochiv ala ish, but if he rents a donkey for a woman, he can, a man would be able to ride, and that would not be a violation of the rental terms. V'isha bein gedola uvein kitana, afilu muberes v'afilu menika. And when we say a woman, it's whether an adult woman, a minor woman, pregnant woman, nursing woman, hashta menika. Well, if you say that a pregnant woman, a nursing woman can go on the donkey, so obviously that's the nursing woman and obviously a baby who's going to be nursing. So if she can go on the donkey, then certainly a pregnant woman who's just one person can go on. It means a pregnant woman who is nursing. So meaning even if she's both pregnant and nursing and it's a lot of additional weight, still she can go on the donkey. Omer Abaye says, Abaye Shmamina Binisa Akarsa Takla L'manafkamina L'mekachum Imkar. So from the fact that we're, what does Rashi say? Okay, from the fact that you know we're kind of putting a pregnant woman in her own category rather than an unpregnant woman, so it means that the pregnancy, the fetus, was going to add weight to her. Okay, which means that if you're going to buy a fish and the fish has a big belly, you can assume that that belly is going to add weight. What's an afkamina? Well, you're probably going to want him to clean out that belly and the intestines before weighing it, because otherwise it's going to be a more expensive fish. Chaver, that was the ayin tes of Masechta Bava Metzia. We started talking about the scenario where the king's people take the donkey, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, about whether the donkey owner needs to provide a new donkey or can just say, deal with it. Rav had said it depends if it's a temporary seizure or a permanent one. Shmuel had said it depends which direction they are planning to take the donkey. Then we got into a rental where a donkey dies in the middle and kind of and depending on if it was Chomer Zeh or Chomer Stam, and can you sell it and then can you buy a new one versus renting and Mechala Karna. Rav says you can't be, Lo Mechalin and Karna. Shmuel says you can be Mechalin and Karna. And then we got into other scenarios about what the terms of the rental are, right? For example, if you had the boat with the wine, it depends if the rentor is providing a boat versus this boat, if the renter is renting it for this wine versus more wine. And we got into kind of different scenarios about rental agreements and what falls within the terms of the agreements and what doesn't. Peace out.